This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2TDQ. It's Wednesday. That's a good thing.
It is most certainly a good thing, especially since this Wednesday is my Friday. I will take that. Yeah, I think I mentioned I don't have any more full weeks scheduled the rest of the year. I've got at least one day off during the week, and some weeks I have 2 days off. Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to this weekend. I know I was talking about the spooktacular, but I'm also scheduled for a oil change and tire rotation on Friday morning. So I am getting a little bit of a cyclic pulse. I'll have them look at the, I was going to have them spin balance the tires, but I don't really have a vibration, so I'm kind of thinking it's a wheel bearing. Might have to be addressed at some point. Not necessarily sooner than later, but at some point. Yeah, so I've been thinking about that lately. So, yes, good morning. Happy Wednesday. How are things with you?
So far, so good. Going to go down and watch my grandson, my youngest grandson, while my wife and daughter go to Olean to visit my brother-in-law. So that'll be nice. Spend the day with him and then get the other grandkids off the bus, so I have some time with them. Other than that, had a good night shooting last night, one of my best. So, yeah, life is good right now.
So I think I've talked to, like, Jeff and Jose, and maybe even you about this. So when you say personal best, that's, you know, that's not working towards any plaques on the wall or anything. That's all just something that you keep track of, or do they keep track of that as well? So they know who in the club is ranking the highest.
They do keep track of your time, but I keep track of hit rate. So how many shots did it take me to hit all the targets? So like last night I only had one miss. So to me that was my personal best.
Now, is this trap? And if so, is there going to be an end of the season soon, or does this go all year?
This was pistol, and they do 10-week cycles, and then they have a banquet at the end of the 10 weeks, and then they start another 10-week cycle.
Okay. So obviously in my head I'm mixing styles or shooting types. Yeah, so I guess my question then really is, can you or do they shoot trap year round? I guess it's not like golf balls where you got to go pick up the the clay. Yeah, obviously if it's shattered it stays out there, but I guess it can just land in the snow and stay there. I guess that's where my head is at. And then I would also question, do they ever go pick that up, or does it just stay out there?
So let's start with trap season. Pretty much you can shoot trap year-round. As a matter of fact, I got asked to be in a league starting next week, next Sunday, that goes through late March. Then there's another league that I shoot in that starts first week in December and goes through March. So, yeah, trap pretty much all year. The clay, they just leave it out there. It is supposedly biodegradable. How fast it biodegrades, I don't know, but it is supposed to be biodegradable.
Yeah, but being that it's an organic material, I can see that being the claim. But then I think about some of your clay pots, the old terracotta that's been buried in the ground and gets dug up years later. But maybe if it's sitting on the top of the ground and getting wet, maybe that helps. I don't know. But yeah, I could see them making that claim, or come up with something that's a little more biodegradable. But at the same time, yeah, you're coating that field with pellets too. Anyway. What was I going to say? Oh yeah, I spent a little bit of time twice in the past so many days looking through the garage, looking for my All-Star node, the one that belongs in the truck, and I cannot find it for some reason. When we had that remodel done in our apartment, so I know it was upstairs, and everything went out to the garage so they could do the remodel. I must have put it inside of something else, in a box, in a tote, in a bin. It's not sitting out, obvious. And unless it's mixed in with something that I'm not expecting it to be in, like Christmas decorations or something silly, or maybe behind something. So I have to do some more thorough looking for that. No big rush. This is definitely functional and easy. Connecting in this way. Speaking of connecting in this way, I'll pause and say good morning to everyone else, and if anyone else wants to jump in, go right ahead. K2PCB.
Well, good morning to you guys. This is KC2PT. I'm going to be probably in and out a little bit. I got to get some gas this morning.
Well, good morning to you, Ross. If you were at the gas station, I just passed you. I just passed 7-Eleven, if that's the one that you were considering. I know for the past so many fill-ups there, I get a notification if I use my 7-Eleven rewards to come on in and get a free coffee, big gulp, or Slurpee. This past Friday when I filled up, I didn't get that message. I guess I don't understand how that works. Was it an all-time thing? Was it a temporary promotion? I know I did save so many cents per gallon. Maybe you don't get both. You might have to pay attention or look that up to see how it works. I ignored it for the longest time, but then I started thinking, hey, this is a free coffee. Maybe I should start taking advantage of this, a free beverage. Why not? And so I used it a couple times, and now it's not showing up, so we'll have to see. Back to you, Brad.
I think I saw a signal from somebody. It must have been Ross, but I haven't been able to hear him yet, so he might still be just a little bit out of my range, because he's usually doing RF.
Yeah, that was Ross. Ross was saying that he was going to stop for gas here in a minute or two, so he might be there now. yeah, and on that note, I completely... Oh, no, I remember my train of thought. This is to you, Brad. Remember all the wire bonding efforts we went through with modifying those West Bond fixtures to do the aluminum wedge bonding on the pressure sensors. We have a project right now where it's starting on aluminum, but then it's going to go to gold, then it's going to go gold to gold, that media compatible device where the support and the MEMS sensor are integrated. There'll be a point where we're actually going to do double bonding gold, but I had to come up with a way to support and hold the pressure sensor at the elevated wire bond temperature. So I had to make a fixture for that pretty much yesterday. I was playing with it on Monday. Yesterday I came up with a concept and made it, so it was a lot of cutting and filing, and coming up with something that, that worked, and I think I've definitely got to have something that'll hold it. It works well. I'm not crazy about the pull test. So I need to work on the valve parameters, but at least I've got through that hurdle. If you want to reminisce a little, that's what I'm working on. But instead of being at room temperature, I'm now doing it at 135°C.
Oh, wire bonding, yeah, that definitely brings back some memories.
Yeah, I don't know if they're good memories, bad memories, probably just short-term memories. So working on that. I kind of wish I had a little more support from Anthony's group. He pretty much told me that he likes to take a hands-off approach to wire bonding. I guess I could have went to him to have that that plate made. You know, we have bolt on those plates. And maybe I still will if we need more capacity. This one will work for a while as it is by itself. But we need to document it at a minimum. So maybe I could turn that over to them after we've done some of our prototypes and say, okay, I made this. We might need to make more. Can you make a drawing for it? No. Not that I couldn't, but yeah. Anyway, we can get off of the work topic, because that's going to start here for me soon enough. And let's see what else is going on. No, maybe let's see if Ross is back in. Okay, he must be over there at 7-Eleven. I know they've got really slow pumps over there. It's interesting. I had seen a video the other day about high pressure versus low pressure gas pumps and how they can be inaccurate. I think the high-pressure pumps will dispense less fuel than a low-pressure gas pump. I thought they have, was it like the Bureau of Weights and Measures or whoever they are, some authority to verify that your gas stations are dispensing the right amount. So maybe that's not so much of a thing, but it made me think about it because I know 7-Eleven has a really slow pump. Have you encountered that before?
I haven't typically gone to 7-Eleven. I'm assuming that's the one at Bowen and Broadway. I stay away. That's on the other side of town for me. You're right, though. All pumps are supposed to be checked by the Erie County Bureau of Weights and Measures, and it's supposed to dispense, you know, within some error, a gallon. I don't know. Maybe that was like years ago before they started doing that. I don't know.
I will admit, hopefully it's well controlled, but I will admit I do like the faster pump. I don't know if it's just, is it safety? Is it just cost? They haven't upgraded. But I don't think that station, was redone all that long ago. I'm trying to think. That was on that corner there. Was that a Wilson Farms? Was that convenient? Holy cow, it's starting to go away. Maybe there was nothing there. Back when Frederick's Manor was there on the corner, I'm trying to remember what was across the way there.
Yeah, that 7-Eleven that's at the corner of Bowen and Broadway's been there for a long time. I can't remember what was there before either. Interesting.
Well, anyway, some radio team stuff. I am going to take my mobile radio in today, the new one, new to me, and do a little surgery on there to make it a little more, less shy, a little more open to communication. communicating on frequencies outside of its limited ham operational range. Not that I will ever transmit there, but I feel better that it has that capability. So I went online, did some research. I found a couple different work instructions, and then on .dk I found the one that seemed the most satisfactory to me. It combines two different mods, so it opens up UHF and VHF. So, unlike some of the radios that can be updated with a simple firmware update, this one does need a two zero-ohm resistor jumpers, tombstoned. And I think I'll do that on lunch today. And it's 6:44, so crap. I'll make this my final. Maybe Ross will be back in here in a second, but for now, I'll say 7:03, and I'll wish you a good morning. And we'll talk to you soon. This is K2PCB. I'll listen out for your final.
Travis, good luck with it. Hope everything works out right. 73s to you. K2PCD, this is KE2GDQ. I'm listening for any calls.
Yeah, it worked, Travis. Happy modding. And I'll pick up Brad. Good morning to you, Brad. I just spent half my paycheck at gas this morning.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I try to keep it full and only about a half a tank so it doesn't feel as bad. But, no, I understand.
I was saying that keeping it halfway full made a difference, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't. Car's going to use whatever it's got. I just can't believe still the price of things. I wish stuff would just come down. I think everybody would be more at ease and feel better about things around here than, like I said, spending all their money just to barely live.
Yeah, I hear you, Ross. Yeah, now that I'm not getting a paycheck at all, it is different, you know, and looking at where my money goes. So, no, I totally understand. I also heard on the news this morning that National Fuel is predicting a 16% increase in cost of heating your home, basically, this winter.
Of course they are. They got followed suit with NYSEG. They've increased their rates, so I decided it shouldn't affect it because the price of electricity shouldn't be any different. A kilowatt to kilowatt, same thing with gas, you know. I go to your quality of gas hasn't changed, like has it gotten better or anything. I want to say it's for just operating costs, but I can't see that. I'm sure they've been making money a lot of years, even without increasing the price of their gas.
Yeah, it really makes you wonder. I know that they call it delivery charges for the gas, and I'm thinking, delivery charges? Isn't everything, like, all pumped, you know, through pipes? You know, I know that they've got to maintain them and stuff, but I don't understand where the delivery charges, unless there's all these layers of companies that are all tied together and that they're handing it off from one company to another company, you know, and that way of making money, I have no clue. But, yeah, you know, hang on to your wallet. We're gonna have to take it again.
You know, Jim Hickey, he's a very, very smart man. He has a solution for all that. He goes, everybody should get their own little uranium, I think it's an uranium, or nuclear. So it's like tiny reactors. They'll generate electricity for your house and heat your house at the same time when you need it. Yeah, it seems pretty, yeah, and when, you know, the thing would be the charge of installing the system in your house, really. Makes sense to me.
That is an interesting concept. Yeah, you know, because I used to work for an engineering company that did cogeneration, and basically what that is in this case, was burning natural gas to burn it to spin a turbine to produce electricity. They would capture the exhaust out of that, turn it into steam, and also I think they turned another turbine, and then that residual heat was used to heat a greenhouse to grow tomatoes. So that was cogeneration. So yes, it would work if you could find a way to get the uranium, whatever you need to run the reactor.
Yep, Jim's always thinking about something. You know, he always comes up with something every once in a while. He goes, "I should be I should invent something." He says, "And get out of here."
Yeah, I always like talking to Jim. He always had some really good ideas. He is a really smart guy. And, that's kind of what I miss the most is working with, you know, you guys, you and Travis and Jim and Matt.
Well, that's what's nice about ham radio. We can, I don't need Jim to get his license and Matt and all those guys. I think, I don't know. I've still been plugging away at Jose a little bit. I think he's a little bummed out when they failed his test. So, I'm not pushing him too much anymore. I just put my feelers out there every once in a while. So, Mr. McGuire, I think he's well on his way studying right now. So he will hopefully join us sooner or later.
Yeah, I saw Jose last night. And I didn't ask him how his studying was going for, you know, if he's going to take the test again. I know that when he did fail it, he did say he was going to take it again. That would be cool to get him and Larry. Travis was telling me that Larry bought all three books for the technician, the general, and the amateur extra. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, that's what he told me, too, when I talked to him. Oh, yeah. I didn't just question him, but I'm like, well, I said, well, you're going for the full of beans there, aren't you?
Yeah, that would be a lot. You know, can you just take the amateur extra test, and as long as you pass it, you're good, or do you have to go through the ranks, so to speak?
That I don't know. I thought you had to work your way up the ladder, start TAC general, you know, go through all the ranks. But I don't know. I guess you could, but I guess you miss parts of amateur radio if you take your extra. I don't think they include, you know, like what frequency you're in, you know, what to do when you experience high SWR or something like that. I don't think that's covered. I think that's why they want you to go up through so you learn all that stuff first, and then, you know, when you go take your extra, you know, it's more like Morse code, which they don't have anymore, but, yeah, I believe it's a step thing. Yeah, work your way up through the ladder.
Yeah, because obviously when I took my technician test and I passed it, then they asked me if I wanted to take my general test right afterwards. So I'm wondering if just by chance I had passed the general test, would they have asked me, did I want to take the amateur extra? But I guess I would have gone through the ranks. I took a general practice test yesterday. Was feeling pretty good until I checked my answers, and then I wasn't doing so good.
Yeah, I haven't taken any tests at all. Life is still busy for me. I'm getting over this cold. I'm going to start our trip to Disney is in a month, and I've been starting doing the drywalling in our house. So, ham radio, my testing takes a back seat on my to-do list.
Yeah, I can understand that. You'll get there, Ross. You know, fortunately for me right now, I have some extra time to do that. so I can do that. And you know, but today I'm going to babysit my grandson, so I won't be able to study today.
Oh, see, there's where you'll be your most happy, is watching your grandson. I'm sure you have fun with him there. But all right, Brad, I got to head in. This is my work date again. I won't talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow's my early in, early out, and I will talk to you on Friday. So KD2GDQ is KC2PET. Same thing as Brad, you have a good day.
73 is KC2PET. This is KD2GDQ, and we're clear of this channel.